Bird flu has moved into the state of Idaho, but not in the way that you might assume. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Along came bird flu this spring, and who would have thought that it would affect Idaho's dairy economy? As it turns out, bird flu can jump to other So far, veterinary officials are not putting mandatory quarantines around those dairies where some of the cows have contacted avian influenza. So says Dr. Rosemary Sifford with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
So far, it appears that the cattle are able to recover after a couple of weeks, go back into the milking herd. And so at this point, we do not expect to need to depopulate cattle.
Dairy operators across the country and here in Idaho are being asked to step up their biosecurity efforts and to watch their cows for symptoms of avian influenza.
The primary symptoms in dairy cattle are loss of appetite going off feed and then a dramatic drop in milk production. And some of the cattle occasionally showed a slight fever.
Dr. Sifford says if you see those symptoms in your herd, contact your vet right away. Always better to be safe than later on being sorry. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.